Oakland was one of the first cities in the United States to regulate and tax medical marijuana dispensaries. Now some city leaders are proposing to take a bigger piece of the industry's profits. Critics say that could push the pot business out of Oakland. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Imagine walking into a bright and airy retail shop like an Apple store, except the products aren't computers, but rather every strain of cannabis you might imagine.
Hello, welcome to Harborside. What can I get for you today?
Harborside Health Center in Oakland is the largest medical marijuana dispensary in the nation. Its executive director, Steve D'Angelo, says his dispensary brings in about $30 million in annual revenues.
We've created over 150 well-paying jobs, and we're the second largest retail taxpayer in the city.
D'Angelo says Harborside pays about $1.5 million in taxes every year. His operation is one of eight licensed dispensaries in Oakland, but there are scores of other pot businesses that operate semi-legally, meaning they pay taxes, but they are not fully licensed. And now the city wants to license them too, but at a price. The exploding cannabis industry has the city rethinking how much the dispensaries should pay the city to operate and who gets those licenses. Leading that effort is City Councilwoman Desley Brooks, speaking at a recent city hearing.
When you look at this industry across the United States and in Oakland, the vast majority of people who are making money in this industry are white males.
Steve D'Angelo at Harborside says he's sympathetic with efforts to diversify the industry, but he has problems with Brooks' other plan to charge dispensaries 25% of their profits.
And the courts have really been very, very consistent in ruling that a government agency is not allowed to take private property in that fashion.
The debate over whether the city should demand medical marijuana profits comes as it is still grappling with how to promote diversity in the industry. Last spring, the city council voted to expand the industry by giving preferences for licenses to pot entrepreneurs who did jail time for marijuana offenses, or for those who live in certain East Oakland neighborhoods like Brooks District that are predominantly Black and Latino. Desley Brooks.
We need to make sure that there is equity in this industry. And we need to make sure that Oaklanders have an opportunity.
For example, under current rules, a drug felon applying for a cannabis license has to own at least 50% of their business. Dale Geringer is the director of California Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws, and Geringer opposes the preference program.
These rules go well beyond what any other legal industry has to put up with, and they are supposedly addressed at equity problems, which are not even caused by this industry, but rather by the laws that prohibited it.
More than a few people around the city worry that the controversy over profits and preferences could drive away the medical marijuana industry from Oakland, like Taryn Buxton. He's an entrepreneur who sits on a commission that advises the city on how to deal with the marijuana business.
I'm from Oakland, and I'm born and raised here. I would like my business to be here, but I do not know if we're going to have an environment that our business can survive in.
Tonight, the Oakland City Council will vote on the pot profit-taking plan. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.